And welcome to Please Don't Follow Me Home. My name is Joey, and with me is my sister, Jimmy. How are you doing tonight, Jimmy?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Good. I know we just we're recording two episodes back to back, so we're not even going to do happies and crappies this week. So go to the last episode to hear our happy and crappy. But going off this Georgia train that we have been on, we are going to tell another story of while we were in Georgia. So today we are going to be talking about Surrency, Georgia, which is a small town of about, I think it was like 200 people total, and it's about 90 miles southwest of Savannah. So our family lives about, 45 minutes away? And growing up, we have always heard ghost stories from our uncles, from our cousins, all about if anyone that if you go to a certain part of this railroad track, you will see ghostly lights. And I'm not talking about orbs. The story that we grew up hearing was that a man was decapitated on the tracks by the train, and now he's out there looking for his head by lantern light, hence the glowing lights. So one of the coolest, best stories I have ever heard regarding these ghost stories is from one of our cousins. And she was saying that back in high school, and like most high schoolers do, she and a bunch of her friends took some beers and went out to the railroad tracks in Surrency to hunt down this legend. Half of the group stayed back at the cars while the other half walked down the tracks. At some point during their walk, they saw a big light coming at them, and they realized it was a train. And they said it came at them so fast and like so out suddenly that they had to jump out of the way as it was approaching. Our cousin was saying that she could even feel the wind from the train. The wind was like whipping her hair into her face. And, you know, they were calling their friends that they left behind on their cell phones, just saying like, hey, Get off the tracks. The train is coming, like, you know, move kind of thing. So at the end of the night, when they went back and were reunited with this other group, the other group was very confused on why they were calling all panicked about a train when a train never came by. So our cousin claims that this was a total ghost train that came down the tracks at them.
I know everyone has that crazy cousin. This is the most reliable cousin I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if she says that her hair was being whipped around her face, I 100% believe her. No offense to my other cousins. I love you guys too. But
agree. But also, she's not a blood cousin, so that gives her more credibility too.
Yeah, because we're all a mess.
So, however, as much fun as these real accounts that we grew and always knew about are, there is also a terrifying poltergeist story revolving around Surrency. So in October of 1872, strange things started to happen at Alan Powell Surrency's home. So the dude that this town is named after. He and his family lived by the train tracks in a big house. So weird poltergeist activity was happening, such as doors would slam open and shut, furniture would move, objects floated, books fell from shelves, a child was thrown out of their bed, another child was beaten. And the family started seeing red eyes glowing at them from outside when the sun went down. So the Surrency family decided that enough was enough, and they started to pack up and leave. And on the day that they were leaving, the fire poker floated from its spot down the hall and beat one of the boys over the head repeatedly. And then floated back peacefully, if you will, to its original spot. So the family ended up moving, and the activity moved with them, but wasn't as strong. The activity died when Alan died in 1877, and the house burned down in 1925 when no one was living there. So before we start talking about our little experience, Jimmy, you say you've done this with our cousins at one point, right? You've been to the Surrency tracks and you walked down the tracks and everything, right?
Yeah. When I was like 12, 13, something like that, I did it. I did it with our uncle and cousins.
And did you see anything?
Yes.
What did you see?
And so I can't 100% say that it wasn't something else, because I was not in the business of debunking things at this time. But like Joey said, the myth is you're walking down these train tracks. You see, it's not a car light. It's not a train light. It's a lantern. It's a relatively faint light coming down the track. And the lore goes, you're not supposed to look back. And we were 11, 12, 13. And we looked back and I swear it looked like a flashlight, right? Like it wasn't a car. It wasn't a train. It looked like a flashlight at the end of this clearing in the train tracks. Nothing else spooky happened. That was it. But I can tell you, I saw a light that was not train nor car at the end of these tracks.
And I did it one other time with cousins as well. And we didn't see anything. And I was out there hunting and looking for it. So it's interesting that Jimmy, the skeptic, saw something long, long time ago. And I did not see anything. So while we were in Georgia, we convinced our cousins that instead of going to the bar, we should go ghost hunting in Surrency. So all seven of us piled into our cousin Michelle's truck. Fun little side story. She was pulled over for speeding.
Tell that story.
But Michelle was so smooth. She talked her way out of the ticket by mentioning that we were going ghost hunting in Surrency with her cousins who had a podcast. And the cop just laughed and told her to slow down.
Did laugh pretty hard and was like, you kids. And I'm like, we're in our 30s. We have children.
Hey, at least we're more responsible by going ghost hunting than going to the bar.
Is it though?
No, not really.
Is walking down a train track at the middle of the night, is that really more responsible?
No, not really.
I don't know. Could go either way on that one.
To each his own. But all right, so we get to the railroad tracks and start walking down the tracks. And right away, there's a light glowing in the middle coming at us.
I have the best picture of it. It looks
really cool.
It looks eerie because so there's a thunderstorm rolling in as well on this evening, as adding a little bit of spooky to this. And so the train track's a little misty. It's a little foggy. And we see the light.
I'm like, that's not it, is it? And they're like, no. And so it gets closer and like we finally realized we can start hearing the train. So we decided to stop where we were and go back to the overpass and kind of hide out under the overpass. And this it was a really long train that went by. We had to sit there for probably about 5 minutes until it went by. And then it stopped. Like its caboose stopped under the bridge. And so we started walking down the tracks at that point. So I gave our cousin DK the EMF meter. Oh my gosh, that scared the shit out of me. There's a giant dog right there. So I gave my cousin DK the EMF meter. He had strict instructions that if anything were to change, he had to tell me any of the numbers change at all. He was to alert me. Our cousin Melissa had my phone with the app, and she would just constantly just blurt out the words of whatever came up, and we would kind of try to figure out what was going on with those words. So one thing I did notice is when we did get back on the tracks, I did see lights up ahead, and our cousins were talking to us. They're saying that because you're supposed to walk to these crossroads. So let me explain this too before I go any further. I didn't know that I forgot about this part of the story where it's almost kind of like a Bloody Mary ritual kind of thing where you're supposed to walk a certain distance, tap on the railroad tracks and say, I have your head. I have your head. I have your head. And then you're supposed to stand up, turn around, maybe walk 100 feet and turn around and you're supposed to see these lights. So
We did this a couple of times. We have the video that we can put online. But I kind of think that might have been something that was invented later, around the Bloody Mary kind of movies. Because when I went, that wasn't a thing.
When I went too, and I mean, I was a little bit older. I was I was 18, I think, when I went with my cousins. And we didn't, I don't, I, I don't remember doing that. Maybe we did and I just forgot. I remember definitely knocking on the railroad track, but I don't remember saying I have your head kind of thing. So right, I don't know.
The kind of ritual I don't remember doing, I don't remember knocking. We walked to the crossroads because mm-hmm. that's, I guess, where he was decapitated. But right. But no, the kind of the ritual behind it, I don't remember doing. So I don't know if that was something invented by the youths, but right. Just food for thought.
Right, food for thought. But what I was going to say is, like, when we did get back on the railroad tracks, like immediately after the train, I did see lights up ahead, and they were super in the distance. And I remember like saying, like asking the group, like, does anybody else see that? And everybody's like, yeah. But they're all trying to be like, say that, like, oh, those are the cars from the crossroads that we have to walk to. And like, you have to walk a long way to those crossroads. I think all of us underestimated and forgot that it's a good walk. And we didn't
we were in our team.
And we didn't make it all the way to those crossroads, but I feel like we would have made it. Like, I feel like we would have gone as far as we saw those lights. So I don't know. I'm going to throw that out there. I saw some lights. I'm not sure if they were cars in the way, way, way distance or a train did just go by. Maybe it was train signal lights or something. I don't know, but
maybe it spooked the paranormal. Like I'm not sure, but I'm going to go back to that. You didn't have to go to the crossroads and walk back right. in the lore when I was there. So mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's evolved a little bit. I mean, we saw lights, but they were definitely cars.
Sure. Okay. But so we're walking down the tracks and just kind of talking and joking every now and then. Melissa's shouting out words that we say. At one point, one thing I thought that was interesting, she got the word gather. And at this point, we were kind of like maybe four of us were like a little, like maybe 30, 40 feet ahead. And like three people were in the back and she got the word gather. And so we all came together. And right when we came together, the word Gavin came up, which is the name of one of our cousin's son.
And wait, so, can we redo this? Because sure. I was with Melissa. So
okay, go.
I have three separate videos of this happening.
Mm-hmm.
So can we go back and, okay. So I'm with Melissa. Joey and the expert team have gone forward because we're slow. And so we're just stopping and we're just going to wait and we're going to sit there. And we had a couple names pop up. Dan being one of them, not necessarily meaningful in this scenario but without the lore. So Joey and the A team are going forward. And as they keep getting further, we went from Dan to gather. And so we said, do you want, like, what does that mean? How can we help you? And then I think it was Melissa. It might've been one of our other cousins, but she said, do you want us to gather together again? And then the app had that dot, 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 like it was thinking, and then brought up gather again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, during this time, the frogs in the area just get louder and louder and louder. And as Joey and the A-team get further and further away, the frogs get louder and louder and louder. And so when we say that, okay, if you want us to gather back together, we'll do that. And as we gather as a group, the frogs get quieter. So I don't know if there was an EVP there because, you know, we can put the audio online,
mm-hmm.
but it is deafening to the point where one of our cousins is saying, I'm getting vertigo from the deafening noise. And these are Georgia natives. They're used to kind of this, you know, frogs, bugs, background right. noise. Cousin is going, this is deafening. This is vertigo inducing. I got to sit down. But as we gathered back together, the frogs got quieter. And I thought that was interesting.
But don't you think that could just be like frogs are getting more scared because more people are around and making a little bit more noise. So maybe they're going a little bit more quieter versus like a smaller group that's not making as much noise. They're not as scared. And so they'll be
But they got louder as you guys moved further away. they got quieter when we came back as a big group.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but to your theory, we were a big group for a lot of that night. There was only a small portion that we kind of separated into two groups.
Yeah.
So you would think like if the natural wildlife were having an issue with us being there, we would hear it in a wave
in a
throughout
wave,
our trip. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I thought that was super interesting that it just kept saying gather and it would stop. And then the new word would still be gather in just one of those, like, I'm trying to get this to you. You guys need to stay together. And the fog's just louder and louder.
Well, and to that point too, and I was going to bring this up in a little bit later, but this is a good time, is that I made a note that this was one of the first times of us using that app that I've gotten double words. So like gather came up twice, like you're saying, like it was like gather came up and then maybe like a couple minutes later, gather would come up again. And then like there was another time where we got hi, like saying hi, like two times where like hi came up. And then maybe a little bit later, I think we were like trying to be like, where are you? Like, are you here with us? And it would say beside you. And then it would go hi. And so this was the first time using the app that we got words repeated in the same session.
Right.
That was interesting.
I got find me more than once.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I got find me and then our surname and then
that
find
was a
me.
Weird one too.
And
yeah,
then
we got
find,
our surname.
And then find me again. And our surname is relatively common just in nature. And so maybe, you know, just in a nature kind of way, but, yeah, it was find me or surname and then find me again, mm-hmm. which I thought was super creepy.
Yeah, that was creepy. That was really weird.
This is Ask the Expert, the part of the show where Joey and I stop speculating about ghosts and we ask our own, please don't follow me home, in-house paranormal expert, what's really going on? So let's jump right into it. Can ghosts get wet?
Can ghosts get wet?
I don't know. You answer. What do you think?
No.
No?
No.
Why?
Because the rain drops into them.
And then it just falls right through them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, what if it's really windy? Does the ghost get blown away?
Yeah, but they fly.
Oh. See, you're just teaching me so much stuff. You're doing such a good job. This has been Ask the Expert.
So yeah, we got some really, really, really interesting things on the app this time around. And again, like I would say like 75% of it was nonsense, but we did get about several words that was kind of on point with what we were talking about. Going back to like kind of like our procession of the group was that our cousin Walter was like bringing up the rear. He was like always making sure he was behind us to make sure that we were all safe and okay. And
he's the Boy Scout. He's the Boy Scout. He's taking care of us.
But wasn't it Michelle was like, are we like wolves here? The weak and the sick are in the front and the alphas in the back.
I just want to say I was there with Michelle. I am one of her. But there was a point where like I forgot it, but I was taking a recording. And we could hear something in the brush, you know, probably just a little animal or something. But Walter is sitting there going, it's stalking us. And I'm just like, fuck you, Walter. Like, that's not funny.
So he was saying that throughout this entire time, and he said he heard it a majority walking back to the cars, was that he could hear footsteps almost following us. And not just in the bush, but he was saying he could hear the rocks of the train of the railroad track behind him, like moving. I personally didn't hear it, but he was the one bringing up the back. So I would have, and he has big ears, so I would imagine he could hear it.
That's just rude.
It's the truth. But let's see, what else? Did I leave anything else out?
So I have around this stalking period, I have a little clip that I was listening to today, and want your take on.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, so this is going to be around 4 seconds.
Okay.
Were you cremated? attacked.
So it goes from cremated to whoa, and then changing the
yeah,
word.
Yeah, I hear like a whoa or like a wow or something. Yeah, do it one more time, would you?
Were you cremated? Attacked.
And that video just looks really weird and eerie to begin with.
Because it's floating.
It just looks like floating. Yeah, because it's so dark.
We'll put it online, but you'll understand how dark it is out there. Like, right. I go to Georgia every year, and every year I forget how dark it is outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was at one point, too, I thought it was interesting. I think it was, like, right... but it was like right when we were talking about it was saying like gather and then Gavin and then like Bush. It even said train at one point, which was weird since we were on a train track. Yeah, it goes from at 10:45 we got gather. A minute later we got Gavin at 10:46, and then at 10:48 we got train. And then there's two words that don't really make sense, that we got like those and planes, but then at 10:52, we got our surname. And then at 10:53, we got find me. And then find me stayed there for about 9 minutes. And then cremate happened. And this is the time when the recording you just shared, and 11:02 it said attacked. Interesting. It's very weird. Again, this app is hit or miss. I understand, like, I'm not, like, don't tend to try to take it too seriously, but sometimes things happen on it that are really weird and sync up with whatever we're talking about. So let's see. Did I get everything? Yeah, I think that's all I really had. So in conclusion, Jimmy, what do you think? Is there something really out there to the Sir and Sea ghost story in the train tracks?
I think there are some fucking loud-ass frogs. You want to hear them?
Let's hear them.
All right, so I'm going to give you loud ass frog sound one.
Find me? Where can I find you?
This is just to give you perspective of when we were first dealing with the frogs. Now, these are some loud ass frogs.
Why are the frogs making louder noises right now?
It's like an alarm going off.
Yeah.
Why are the frogs making loud noises?
It's giving me vertigo.
Anyway, I think those are some loud-ass frogs.
Loud-ass frogs. Shut your face, frogs. We're ghost hunting.
Yeah, I mean, I think this was, it was an interesting, I really think the wildlife around us kind of freaking out was super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We got that little EVP. I wouldn't say it's definitive or anything, but there was so much noise happening with the wildlife and the little vermin in the woods and things. Yeah. It was kind of hard to piece out an EVP, but it was definitely an interesting experience.
Well, even to add to the creep factor, remember like the carcass we found like in the center of like the train tracks?
Pictures.
Yep.
Pictures online, folks.
They'll be online. Like it was the first, we didn't get too far on the train tracks, and there was like, I think we decided it was like a coyote, and it was like weirdly like a perfect skeleton, like no hair on it, like right in between the track. Like you could see its whole, all its teeth, its jaw. It was pretty amazing. And like kind of setting the scene for this ghost hunt, but that was fun. But thank you to our cousins who participated and came out with us. It was like so much fun. We all had a great time. But thank you for helping us and for sharing your stories with us, for us to share. Before I start wrapping this up, Jimmy, do you have anything to add?
While we are thanking people, I want to thank Gracie for going out with you last episode.
Oh, yeah. We didn't thank her in the last episode. No, Gracie.
Sorry, Gracie. I wanted to send you a shout out and a thank you.
So, all right. Well, I don't have a ghoul of the week this week because, like I said, we're doing these back-to-back from last week, so... Hollywood Steve stole the show for that ghoul of the week. But if you want to be our ghoul of the week and share a paranormal story with us, please email us at pleasedontfollowmehome@gmail.com. If you read your story in the podcast, you will be dubbed our ghoul of the week.
We should make t-shirts.
We should, but
you get a t-shirt if you're a ghoul of the week.
I would love that, but we don't get enough ghoul of the week submissions to do that. Yeah,
but maybe so. We would if it was t-shirts.
I agree with you. I'm with you, but
we're doing this.
I just need to know people are listening, though.
You might not be able to be anonymous anymore if we have to know where we're sending the t-shirt to. But I'm going to look into this.
All right. You look into that to come. Please stay tuned. We might be having t-shirts for if you share your paranormal stories. But if you have any feedback, questions, topic, or location ideas, please email us at pleasedontfollowmehome@gmail.com. You can follow, like us on social medias. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. All of our handles and links will be in the show notes. Please rate us and write an honest review anywhere that you get your podcasts. We are on most streaming platforms, and if we're not on yours, then please let us know. Word of mouth goes a long way for us as well. Just telling one friend about us helps us out. Any last words, Jimmy?
Speaking of Peter Parker, you know there is a spider cost of the scorpion that exists in this world?
Yes, I
knew. All right. It was going to be my creepy story of the week, but if you already know.
It's not in Hawaii, is it?
No, not yet.
Not yet. It could probably thrive really well here. So where do they live normally?
From the story, it is a kind of Central South American kind of bug.
Got it. Stay over there. I will cast you into the deep end of the ocean if you come out here.
We're going to have come up with a whole new name for Peter Parker where the scorpion costs with a spider.
Anyway, scorpions cross with spiders. Please don't follow me home.